who has trouble getting around. He drops everything and he stumbles on stuff. You say he sure is what?
Well, we would think it would be just clumsy, maybe his health condition might cause him.
What about I was thinking about a person, a lot of real tall people, you know, are clumsy just because, I guess because they're so tall. I know I had a friend once who was about 6 feet 7 inches, and he could walk across an empty room and trip and fall if he didn't watch what he was doing. What about a person who won't spend a dime if he can help it? It just hangs on to his money. You'd call him a what?
Well, tightwad.
Okay. And a person who's not very careful, who doesn't pay much attention to things, you say, well, he sure is
careless.
Okay. Somebody who just won't change his mind. You might get in an argument with him and he just won't listen to you, won't change his mind, and say, well, I wish you wouldn't be so what?
Stuck.
Yeah. what about a person that loses his temper real easy?
I tell you, you might be able to explain
I don't know.
Okay. It's pretty easy to lose your temper.
Well, not me.
I tell you what we think about saying, well, he's a fractious temper.
I've heard that, yeah. And if a person loses his temper, he will get what?
Mad.
Yeah. let's see. Sometimes when you have a cold or in the wintertime and your throat gets something where it makes your voice sound funny, you say that you're what?
Hoarse.
And if it makes you do that, it makes you what?
Cough.
Okay. And a person who can't hear is what?
Well, we call him deaf or partially deaf.
Back a long time ago, I think a lot of people used to say deaf. I know that's what my granddad said.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just always, it looks like, by the way that you spell it, it would be deaf to me.
Right. Oh, well, deaf is definitely the way that most people say it. I'm sure the way it should be said. I just was trying to remember the other day. I think granddad said that. What about a place that you get sometimes on your arm or your leg and it makes a bump there and it fills up with stuff and is real sore?
We call that a rising. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to lance it, and what comes out of the rising?
Pus.
If you hurt your hand and it gets big and puffy, you say your hand is what?
Swelled.
Okay. What about if you rub a blister on you? I used to rub blisters on me all the time, shelling corn. And you, what's inside the blister?
Well, just water.
Have you ever heard the term proud flesh? When it won't heal?
That's when proud flesh seems to grow out and it won't heal, so that's cream dog. That's what we call cramp flesh.
Okay. And, let's see. The medicine that you used to put on a cut, I don't think they use it anymore, that burned real badly.
Well, there's different kinds.
Yeah, I think
we'd use the liniment.